Researchers at ASU are looking at a new way to potentially help diagnose Alzheimer's disease and other neurological ailments. They studied transcripts of news conferences held by former presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush and compared their speech patterns over time. Their findings were published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. Visar Barisha is one of the researchers. He's in the Department of Speech and Hearing Sciences and the School of Electrical, Computer, and Energy Engineering at ASU.
As it turns out, speech and language production provide this excellent window into the brain. So even the simplest verbal response, like the one I'm generating right now, it requires this complex sequence of events. So I first have to think of the words that I want to use, then sequence them correctly based on some rules imposed by the language. And finally, I have to send signals to the muscles that help me produce speech to speak. And so even the slightest damage to any of the brain areas that orchestrate these events can manifest in speech problems. So to that end, one of our interdisciplinary projects is using algorithms to automatically track changes in speech production, speech and language production, as sort of a proxy for a neurological disease progression. And of course, that includes Alzheimer's. Now, this is important because speech can be collected non-invasively with just a microphone. And so in that context, the study that we did with the former presidents was really largely driven by data availability.
Are you able to discern whether or not a pattern of speech or maybe a mistake when somebody speaks is just sort of an instant in time, like they had, for lack of a better word, a brain fart, or if there's maybe something larger going on?
Yeah, that's a great question. The analysis actually looks at trends over extended periods of time. So for President Reagan, for example, this is from 1981 to 1988. So one of events typically don't influence the analysis a great deal.
So based on this research, what did you determine about President Reagan?
I think the first thing that's important to state is that it's impossible to say from our analysis that the former president was experiencing signs of Alzheimer's at the end of his presidency. I think, indeed, it's very difficult to make that statement from the outside, period. These changes that we observed could be due to other reasons. So there could be some other injury that we don't know about, or perhaps, he found it politically advantageous to change his speaking style. I think what the findings do is they give us a reason to further study these methods as perhaps a foundation for building non-invasive diagnostic tools. So one might imagine one day, in the not-so-distant future, I might add, a mobile application that automatically tracks changes in speech production and provides a notification when it notices something that's uncharacteristic. Or perhaps mobile applications that partially automate speech therapy intervention for individuals with neurological disorders. So I think the finding is more relevant in that sense than it is for making any sort of determination about the former president's cognitive state while in office.
I'm curious if you think that speech could ultimately be something that could be used in a diagnosis or maybe just something of like an early warning system.
Indeed, as it stands now, there's a great deal of evidence to suggest that speech changes themselves can be used as an early warning system for some of these neurological disorders. Some of the studies that we've done and others have done show that there's changes in speech production for Parkinson's or for ALS, for example, that correlate with the progression of the disease. And because of the very precise movement of the articulators required to produce speech, it's often a leading indicator in these disorders. So I think as it stands now, I can certainly see a situation where you can use speech as an early indicator. Using it as a diagnostics tool by itself, I think that requires further analysis.
So what's next for this kind of research? What are you going to be doing next?
So our research continues. We intend to, in the coming year or so, to collect additional data for Alzheimer's and for other neurological disorders, and to use some of these methods that we've developed in a clinical setting to actually track patients and see how we can develop applications that clinicians would find useful.
Visar Barisha with ASU. He's been working on research looking at how speech can potentially help diagnose or be an early warning system for Alzheimer's disease. Visar, thanks so much.
Thank you for the invite.